Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
What are you doing?
Well, it's a lock-in, isn't it? It's Christmas. It's a Christmas.
Weird. Episode. I didn't like that at all.
A Christmas lock-in.
No, it's a Christmas lock-in. Welcome to the Mystery on the Rocks Christmas lock-in.
We'll see.
We are special, very special episode today. No guess, it's Christmas. So we can't get anybody.
Your ho, ho, ho sounds like a rabid Tory on a panel show. who's laughing really condescendingly at the young female liberal journalist.
Yeah. Wow. Who's said something like, I think it's very possible to completely get rid of food banks. And he'd go,
I love how you got so much of that out of my ho ho ho. trying to embrace the Christmas spirit, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, but you know,
there's a lot going on.
Yes, welcome to a very special episode, Mystery on the Rocks. Little Christmas bonus for you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas,
everybody.
A lovely Christmas
and a happy holidays.
Yes, I hope that you have eaten everything and you are annoyed at your family at present. And you've scurried away to listen to this special episode of our show.
Yeah.
We got something real nice.
Well, yeah. Yeah. This you may remember when we came back with season two, we had the wonderful Milton Jones on.
Yes.
And we made a cocktail called a smoked sea dog.
Yes.
And we used that. We made that using the glorious Whiskey Smokehead.
Yes, that's
and they very kindly sent us a bottle.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you again, by the way.
It's
which
lovely.
Was massively generous.
Yes.
And so we thought, we can't just make one cocktail with it.
No.
So we've made a wonderful special cocktail.
Ah, yes.
Another Mystery on the Rocks original.
It's another Mystery on the Rocks original.
Oh, my goodness.
We should call them Mutt Rocks. Mutt Rocks originals.
Mutt Rocks. Mutt Rocks originals.
Mutt Rocks.
It sounds a bit too much like when Monica and friends work for a company called Mocklet.
Chocolate company.
She had
yeah.
to make recipes with this fake chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all disgusting. The chocolate was so disgusting. Yeah, so that Mutt Rocks is Mocklet. But it's nice.
Yeah.
Mock Rocks. We've dubbed this the Father Smokeless.
The Father Smokeless.
Father Smokeless.
That is awful.
I think it's brilliant.
We went back and forth about what to call this.
Yeah.
As well.
We had quite a few names.
So this is the result of a focus group.
Yeah. Well, a focus group where it's just me and Masood on WhatsApp.
two of us.
Why wasn't I involved in this?
Because.
I love drinking.
What would you have called it? If you'd have been in this focus group, what would you have called this?
Fucking yeah! I'd call it Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit, or just yeah, one yeah?
One yeah. Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
With an exclamation point.
Scottish whiskey.
Because it's like, yeah, Detroit.
Is that how you feel when you're drinking it? You feel like you're going, yeah, Detroit.
Yeah.
I think all cocktails should be named by how you feel. When
how I specifically
how
feel.
How Sue specifically
I'll name. Feels. I'll name all the cocktails for the rest of the series.
I imagine most of them will be fuck yeah.
No, yeah, they'll just be like yeah, Swindon.
Yeah, Swindon, delicious.
Or unless we have the Egyptian Spring again, well, it'll just be called nope.
Oh,
but NUP, nope.
Nope. Like Inspector Clouseau.
That drink was an exciting. Adventure though.
It was I would probably rename it the Pup Special. The Pup Special.
For listeners, awful. For readers who don't remember the Egyptian Spring, what was it? Yogurt, honey, ouzo.
Yeah, it was pretty misguided, if I'm perfectly honest.
That someone would like
to
it.
To be fair, and in your defense, yeah. You only made it. You didn't invent it.
No, that's
like,
true.
You made it.
Yeah.
And you made it well because you followed the everything.
Yeah.
It's just that it was to none of our personal tastes.
Yeah, which is, I mean.
And I've described it to several people since who've gone, what?
It's funny, I never thought that would happen as quickly as it did on the show. And then also, I've learned very quickly to never make that mistake again. I'm like,
what, yogurt and ouzo?
Yeah, I'm just like, never again. Will I never just be like, oh, no, I understand all of those ingredients individually, so yeah. together they might work.
Like, well,
no.
yeah, to be honest, like, I'm not mad keen on aniseed, yeah. so fine, but it was more than that.
So, what's in a father smokemus?
Well, in a Yeah Detroit.
Or a Yeah Detroit. We've got,
what's in a Yeah Detroit?
What's in a fuck yeah father Detroit smokemus?
It's the smokemus bit that's pissing me off.
So we have,
it does not even a pun on Christmas.
It's just the word smokemus.
But I think, I like to think that that's deliberate because that's exactly what fucking marketers do over yeah. Christmas. They just put yeah. something mus.
Something mus, yeah. Oh, it's Coke-mas.
Yeah.
So we've got, this is a nice little lovely easy one. This is I call it ones all round.
So we've used the Sherry Cask Smokehead.
Sherry Cask Smokehead.
Yeah. Smokehead Sherry Bomb.
Which is
delicious as a dram in itself.
Oh, yes. Do, if you can get.
A dram.
Hopefully you're unwrapping that this Christmas while you're listening to the episode. So we've got one.
Smokehead Sherry Bomb.
Sherry Bomb. 1 ounce of vermouth. Mm. White vermouth, dry vermouth, and 1 ounce of cherry liqueur. This is a very nice drink.
It's maraschino liqueur, isn't it? Which is a see-through liqueur, which means the drink is lighter than you would expect.
Yes.
And the smoke lingers afterwards,
which is really nice.
Yeah.
You've got the nice hit of the cherry and a little bit of the vermouth, and then you've got that smoky aftertaste to kind of take you off.
Yeah.
It's very delicious.
It's lovely. I feel if I was in a bar and I ordered one, it would cost. I wouldn't order it because the name would make me angry. I'd leave.
You just see it. If you walk into the bar, you see it on the board. You're like, fuck
Father Smokeless. Right.
Right.
And I'd throw my phone in a bin so that even my friend I was meeting couldn't get to me. I'm like, no, you can't. Fuck you.
I'm here to meet my friend Sue. She's got a red hair. She threw her phone in the bin as she walked out.
That girl, she came in, she shook her head. For about 3 minutes.
She tore the cocktail menu asunder.
Yeah. She went around flipping tables and then she just stormed out.
But she wasn't shouting, she was muttering the entire time.
Yeah.
To herself.
I was like Joe Pesci in Home Alone, not swearing, but going.
And then she left, she just yelled, at Suze UK.
Yeah. Follow back. But if it was in a bar for sale and it was called Yeah Detroit, I would buy it.
You buy it.
And I think it would be £16.
I was about to say,
it is amazing.
It's delicious. You get a little bang for your buck.
Yeah, it's really, really delicious.
Maybe we should call that bang for your buck. I like that name.
And then just sing a bit of Jingle Bells.
Of course, Smokehead, not only is it a delicious whiskey,
yes.
it's a match made in heaven for this podcast because it is also a mystery where it comes from.
What? Oh my goodness.
They don't say where it comes from, and but also they leave it tantalizingly possible to find out.
Okay,
you have to put the legwork in.
Huh.
But also it's still very difficult to work out where it's from. I still don't know for sure.
Right,
there are people that taste it, Smokehead, and they go, that tastes like a such and such.
Right,
okay.
And can they tell that from what, like the water or where it's
well,
from?
No, because I mean, it's from the island of Islay.
Yeah.
If it's not a blended whiskey, it's a single malt.
Okay.
So it's from one distillery on Islay.
Right.
Islay's an island in the Inner Hebrides.
That's not weird. The Outer Hebrides, everyone's weird, probably.
don't go to the Outer Hebrides.
Weirdos and oxen.
You might know. You might know some of the Islay whiskies, Lagavulin. You see that a lot,
okay?
In bars, Laphroaig,
yes.
Ardbeg,
yeah.
There's a lot of well-known ones. Ron Swanson went to Islay on
Parks and Rec. Yeah.
And
well, he went there.
And there's a little guy. Yeah, he did. And there's a little guy that works at Lagavulin Distillery called Ian MacArthur.
Yeah,
and he is. I've met him.
Yeah.
I think he's in Parks and Rec as himself.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then when I went to Islay, I did the warehouse tasting experience that Ian MacArthur led, and he's shorter than you, Suze.
What? That's impossible.
He's just this weird, lovely, lovely, happy little Scottish guy that talks about whiskey and
aww.
It's so great. Anyway, point is, Islay is you might not have heard of it, but you'll have drank whiskey from there.
Okay,
I see.
It happens to be where my favourite whiskey comes from because it's famous for its peat.
Yeah,
Islay, which means
peat also.
They've got Pete Johnson. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Mayor Pete, Buttigieg.
They have enough peat to last all of our lifetimes.
Right.
Okay.
So it'll always be peat.
Apparently the water will run out before the peat does.
That's sad, isn't it?
And so they use the peat to that's why you get smoky whiskies from Islay.
Oh, I see.
So Smokehead being a smoky whiskey.
Yeah.
We've got the bottle in front of us. You'll see it says Islay single malt.
Yes. Right.
So it's definitely from Islay.
Yeah.
But Smokehead is not the name of any of the distilleries. There are 9 distilleries on Islay. And it's from one of them. We can eliminate one straight away because one of them only started this year.
Okay, so that one's out.
It's not there.
So it's not Ardnahoe.
Okay.
It's not Ardnahoe.
I hope you've got your bingo cards at home to cross these off.
Ardnahoe. So there's a lot. Do new whiskey distilleries start up a lot?
Yes. We can also eliminate another one probably from when it started.
Yeah.
Because there's one called Kilchoman, which is... produces amazing whiskey. They've got one in a port cask, which is absolutely incredible. I don't think it's where Smoker comes from,
no,
because it's too new a distillery.
Okay, so that's how we can tell. So there's like an
I've had my minimum
age of like a distillery.
Well, I think it has to be at least 3 years before you can call it whiskey.
What is it before then? Vodka?
No, it's just a new spirit. I mean,
I understand how alcohol works. I like it though.
I suppose it is. Is it whiskey? It's called New Spirit, but it becomes whiskey.
Is this the thing where it's clear and very sweet?
Mm. Yeah, because gin and vodka have a similar process up until the botanical stage.
This is how a lot of distilleries make money when they're starting out, because they distill gin, because they can sell it immediately.
Yeah.
Okay.
But whiskey has to age.
Right.
So while they're waiting for the whiskey to age, they can be getting on with gin.
Yeah.
So the Botanist, you might have heard the Botanist gin, that comes from a distillery on Islay as well.
Do we know which one?
Yes, Brochlady.
Oh, okay, right.
There's so many. This island can't be that big.
And also, it's not very big, and there's 9 of them.
There's just distilleries all around.
Yeah, and it's also, look, it's why
everyone always fighting?
I went for the whiskey.
Yeah.
So whiskey holiday.
Yeah.
Whiskey away.
Hey, hello. Where's London?
You got whiskied away.
Excuse me, I don't think you can now judge Father Smokeless.
You're gonna have to take that back soon.
I'm still sad about
this. But get this, as a bit of detective work, because when I went to Islay, I was like, I'm gonna find where fucking my smoke had come from.
Yeah.
And I was asking them all at these distilleries, I was monitoring them.
No one thought to ask.
But you think you can catch them out.
Yeah.
So I went to, when I was at Brochlady, which is where the Botanist comes from, the Botanist gin, they are also where Octomore comes from. Now, Octomore is an incredibly smoky whiskey.
Octomore is totally a Bond villain.
Yeah.
Octomore.
That's so
an octopus but with 10 legs, because he's even more. He's an octopus, but even more.
That's how they start.
Sorry, I'm on the podcast for a reason. And this is it, apparently. Sorry.
So we've got this.
So Octomore is an incredibly smoky peaty whiskey.
Right.
So I thought, oh, well, maybe that is where Smoker comes from. But honestly, I am not joking. The guy I asked at Brochlady, you know when you can tell where somebody hasn't got a clue what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Sincerely, he hadn't got a clue what I was talking about.
Oh, you're like, so I honestly don't
think that Smoker comes from Brochlady either.
No.
There's no age statement either, which would help us narrow it down. If there was an age statement, we'd be able to narrow it down.
So an age statement is like, this is made
it tells you how
15
old,
years
how
or
old
10
it was
years.
Aged,
right.
So it's...
the minimum is 3.
I don't think it's Kilchoman.
Yeah.
It definitely can't be Ardnahoe. I don't think it's Brochlady either. They're moving on. There's Bowmore.
So, quick question.
Yes,
can you tell how old a whiskey is just by tasting it?
Some people can.
Yeah.
My palate isn't as refined as that.
I don't know the difference between, I wouldn't know. And if you give me red wine, all I can tell you is it's red wine.
I'm the same.
So I
can taste nice ones. I can taste nice things. That's nice.
If I'm in a restaurant, I'll say, a glass of red wine, please. Your cheapest one. And that's how I know I'll get the cheapest one.
Me and Suze had a chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
That was paired with a certain type of sherry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And then Suze drank the sherry. And just said, if you told me that was red wine, I would believe it.
I wouldn't have known the difference.
You wouldn't have. That's hilarious.
I'm 35 in a couple of months, and I would not have known the difference.
I think there's something to be said about the, you know, the everything from the refined palette to
potentially Kempner's palette.
I guess if that's a scale we're going by.
Yeah.
But I quite like the thing of being like, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Like there is kind of a point where it stops being important, I would say.
I mean, probably around 2010 when austerity came in.
You're like, man, it doesn't matter. As long as it's got alcohol in it, I don't care.
But I'm very impressed with people who can drink a bit of whiskey and go, ah, yes, that is from, yeah, Detroit.
Here's something about...
I'd love some Detroit whiskey. That would be lovely.
Here's something about the age of a whiskey, though.
Yeah.
Because it takes its colour from being in the cask.
That's so, from the... Yeah, right.
So a darker whiskey...
Yeah.
Some people might assume to be older.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's not a good rule of thumb, though. Because let's say the cask had previously held red wine.
Oh, shit.
It would take lovely
on,
stuff.
It would take on colour more
of course, because of the tannins.
More quickly than it.
Oh, there you go. You say you know nothing about wine.
Don't really know what they are.
That's a word.
Just colour, I think.
But it would take the colour in more quickly than it would from, say, a cask that had held white sherry.
Right, I see.
So it's not really that.
It's not as cut and dry.
Without an age statement, it doesn't really make it.
Do
easy.
And they do. They reuse bottle. Casks to for like other whiskeys, they reuse like the same cask. How many times
yes,
do they do
I think
that?
I think some of them risk it three times, and some
and
of
after
them use
three
it twice.
They don't.
Yeah, I think because if you think about it, some whiskey has to age 10 years, so that then, cask is
then it starts to break.
It's been
down.
Used over 40-50 years.
Yeah, right. I'd like to have the last one. That would be great, wouldn't it? To have the last one that has the flavors of all the other ones. That'd be great.
Yeah. So, the whiskies that it could be. A common guess for Smokehead is Ardbeg.
Okay.
Because of...
Why Ardbeg? Why does
well,
that?
Well, some people, like Sue said, some people say, tastes like an Ardbeg.
Right.
Okay.
Ardbeg is so close to two other distilleries that they are. You can literally do them all in a day by walking.
Okay.
So
did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, how drunk were you by the end of this trip? This sounds insane.
Masood?
Yeah.
One day I had 16 drams.
Jesus.
Is a dram a shot?
A dram is a measure of whiskey, yeah. But also
I
each
think
distillery
it's under a shot.
But some distilleries pour freely anyway. So Ian MacArthur, lovely Ian MacArthur of Lagavulin, he was just like, have a little bit of that.
little tiny man.
Yeah, and he
giant
actually
giant me, tiny him.
There was an apocryphal tale, I don't know whether it's true, I hope it is. Because he let us try the oldest whiskey in Lagavulin, which is 53 years old.
What? And, how much is that per bottle?
They wouldn't sell it. Because they've only got one cask in the warehouse, and a Chinese company apparently offered them silly money for it.
Wow.
He wouldn't say how much, and he was like, but the money was so much that we decided not to sell it, I'll just keep it. And when the tour group is small enough, he lets you try it. If the tour group is sold out,
there's too
much to go right. But he's like, if the tour, like, you know. So we had this 53-year-old Lagavulin. And the story that somebody on the island told us was that apparently he was writing down labels for driver's drams, because if you're doing a whiskey tour, but you've driven there.
Oh, you have a driver
dram. You get to take your drams away.
Oh, right, I see.
So he was writing labels on bottles, and apparently the pen wouldn't work, and he was like, oh, I know, your pen don't work. So he then dipped it in the whiskey.
What?
Just the pyro in the whiskey.
Oh, my God.
I know.
53-year-old whiskey, and he's like, come on, you son of a... That's insane.
So, there's Ardbeg, there's Lagavulin, and there's Laphroaig, and they're all very close together.
And these are the three contenders that people are kind of going,
hey. Some people guess at Lagavulin, other people guess at Ardbeg. I've got my palate isn't as refined as like a proper connoisseur's. I know what I like, and I know where...
Well, I like what I bloody well say.
And I know. And I know I can probably know where kind of whiskies have come from in the region. If not, if I can't identify a specific distillery, I think that it comes from a distillery called Kalila.
Kalila. Why Kalila? Why is that so?
The reason I think it might be from Kalila is because it kind of tastes similar.
Yeah.
And Kalila don't do their basically, they are a distillery. They're owned by Diageo, massive company.
Oh yes, I know.
Same as Lagavulin, actually. But Kalila primarily make whiskies to go into blends. So they primarily make whiskies for other people.
Right. Okay.
Now,
so what is that in terms of the process? How does that differ from like? So is that still a single malt or what is that?
No. A blend. Like... A blend is different.
Right.
So a single malt is a whiskey that's been in one cask.
But these ones that they're making for the blends, is that different from a single malt, that process?
No. So they make it as a single malt, but they blend those whiskeys to be sold as blends.
So whenever you see
a blended whiskey in a bottle, it's lots of different whiskeys.
Right, yeah.
But Kalila do that. That's kind of like their bread and butter.
Okay.
So if they are already making whiskeys for other people, it kind of feels like they might just make a single malt and sell it. Smokehead comes from Ian McClud Distilleries, who are not based on Islay.
Yeah,
but the whiskey obviously comes from Islay, so they have a distillery make it for them, and then they sell it. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I've reached out to Ian McClud Distilleries.
Yeah.
So far, they've declined to comment.
Okay, so you reckon it's this place. You think it's definitely... It makes a lot of sense.
Allow me to reel off the list of the rest of them just for the sake of completion.
Yeah. So we can all tick off.
So there is there's Ardbeg, there's Bowmore, there's Bruichladdich, which I think we can rule out. There's Bunnahabhain. You might have seen Bunnahabhain bottles around.
Yeah.
That's delicious. They're not smoky whiskies.
Oh.
Famously from Islay, they do one smoky whiskey, but they tend to do unpeated whiskies. There's Kalila, which I think is my guess.
Yeah.
There's Kilchoman, which is, I think, too young a distillery to... And there's Lagavulin, there's Laphroaig.
Yeah.
And some people also guess Laphroaig. I might shoot myself in the foot here by saying this, but I don't think it's Laphroaig because I don't like Laphroaig.
Oh.
Oh my God, Chris.
And I love...
I didn't know you were going to be a...
Smokehead.
You were going to absolutely turn this on bloody head.
Talking trash.
About bloody Laphroaig, mate.
Talking trash on our podcast.
I could have just proved myself to be...
Queen's favourite podcast.
I could have just proved myself to be the worst detective in the world if it is from Laphroaig.
Yeah, you love it.
And they're listening going...
this fucking guy.
And then there's also Ardnahoe, opened this year. Okay. So can't be that. There's also Port Ellen, which was a distillery and then closed down.
They could be like, you know, going in there in the dead of night and distilling. Yeah. I don't know how distilling works. I don't think that's how it works. I like to think that actually, I reckon it's just passed around. I reckon everyone has a go. I reckon everyone does
all
it.
Of this. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
They all have a go. And
maybe.
So then that just keeps it. There's no way that anyone can know.
Do you know what? In the spirit of Christmas, let's go with that.
Ah, you guys.
They're all working together.
They're all working.
God bless us.
Everyone. I'm not going to lie. I got a little bit lost during some of that and I wrote a song.
That's fine.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on this, but then I just went,
You've written a carol.
I've written it. No, it is a song. Oh. And I'm going to bring in a special guest to sing it for us.
Oh.
Come on in.
I didn't think there was a guest for this episode.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there is a guest. It's Judy Garland.
Oh my word.
Yeah. She looks incredibly well.
Yes. Big fan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, Judy, take it away. Nobody asked for this. No, but they're getting it. I a little bit regret this now because Judy's unreliable.
She's right there.
Sorry, Judy, but you know, all you ever wanted your whole life was for people to treat you like a human. That's not true. I just wanted love. Well, you're not getting it from us. All right, I've rewritten one of her famous songs for this. Have yourself a merry Father Smokemas. Worst cocktail name I've heard. Yeah, Detroit is such a better use of words. Yes, thank you, Judy. You're welcome. Would you like the second verse? I would, actually. Have yourself a merry Father Smokemas. It is a shitty name. But it tastes so good, this cocktail has got game. Here we are solving mysteries. You're not solving mysteries, GD. We are, but whatever. Learning histories of drinks. She just keeps going, doesn't she? I think the studio's wrong about her. She's very professional. Chuck 'em back with our bestest friends. Oh, our festest friends. Wink. She winked. Thank you, Winky Judy. Through the years, we'll keep on talking bullshit. If the industry allows, the podcast industry, bring me another fucking cocktail now and have yourself a stupid Father Smokemas. Wow. Thanks, Judy.
Oh, thanks, Judy.
Thanks, Judy. Bye. Bye. Goodbye. I'm leaving now. Goodbye. Bye. She's gone.
Oh,
she's gone.
That was brilliant.
Judy Garland on Christmas.
Hey, wow. Now that is... Don't say we don't do anything for
don't
you.
Don't say we don't treat you to, we don't, to things.
To things. Hey, have a Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays if you are not of the Christmas persuasion.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
Thanks again to Smokehead.
Yes, yeah. Thank you once more to Smokehead.
Merry Christmas to Smokehead.
Merry Christmas, Smokehead. Wherever you are.
Whichever fuck you are.
Whoever you bloody go by.
Anything exciting to...
Yes, in February.
Yes, in
February.
We're
doing things in February, aren't we?
Absolutely. It's not too late to get that special present for that special somebody. Get yourself some tickets to our
Work in Progress live shows
on the 9th and 16th of February at the Bill Murray, 3 till 4 p.m. on Sunday. That's the 9th and 16th. Get them now.
Angelcomedy.com is where you get your tickets from.
.com. Please do grab those. They make great Christmas.
You'll be able to come down and sample some of the cocktails. Who knows? Maybe we'll make an off-season Father Smoke.
It's a Yeah Detroit.
Or a Yeah Detroit. Well, whatever.
Actually, if we called it a Yeah Detroit, we can serve it anytime.
We can serve it anytime. You get yourself a Yeah Detroit. Come on down.
I'll be really nice to you in person.
That's
maybe.
Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, 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 bye.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, there he is again. Old Tory politician Masood. Bye. Mystery on the rocks, yeah. Mystery on the rocks, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.